All right, Bang Bang. Today is Thursday, June 6th, Chicago Dog Walk. So today I am bringing back a one-time guest. His name is NitaBeef69. You might remember him. He his fandom was wavering in Barstool Sports Chicago because of White Sox Dave, the whole mouse gate. We brought him on. He came out like a high school football coach. The guy was shot out of a cannon with steam. Today he's still a Barstool fan, which I'm happy to report, but today he has a little bit of a beef with someone who is over at Barstool HQ in New York. His name is KB No Swag. For some reason, I don't really know what's going on, but every time I go on Twitter, NitaBeef69 is coming at Kyle, KB No Swag. He's just kind of ripping him for what he says on the morning yak and why he's not blogging enough. I don't know. For some reason, he's all under this guy's skin. And I just kind of want to get both of them on the phone right now and kind of see what the beef is with NitaBeef69. So let's call them right now, and we'll get to the conversation. KB?
Yo, you got me?
Yeah, you hear me?
I hear you perfectly.
All right, perfect. I'm going to patch in NitaBeef real quick, okay?
Let's get him.
Hello?
NitaBeef69?
How you doing?
What's going on? How are you, buddy?
Not much, buddy. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm going to merge the call right now with KB, okay?
Oh, great.
KB?
Hello?
NitaBeef69?
KB.
All right.
Beef.
So we're both
okay.
Here.
This guy sounds like he's from Naperville.
All right, so let me first start. NitaBeef69, you have come pretty hard at KB No Swag.
He's coming hard, yeah.
I just want to know, first and foremost, what is your issue with KB?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you really want to get into it, kind of, you know, it goes back a little bit. You know, I initially really respected KB. I thought that what he did, you know, with his fingers on the internet, I think it's hilarious sometimes. My biggest issue was pretty much started right after he got back from Las Vegas with Al Perez. You know, he had the whole cocaine incident. Not a big deal. Everybody has their fun. Hey, you know what? You want to do what you need to do? You go ahead and do that. But the big issue was when he came back, he was saying, oh, well, May 1st, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to let everybody know in on the secret. Now, from what I understand, nothing's ever been said again. And I'm pretty sure that anybody on this program can pretty much understand there's one thing I stand for, and that's when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it.
Okay.
So when we start off on that note and shit no longer has been said, oh, you know, it's just supposed to be left to the wayside, well, I don't forget about these things. I think that anybody who's running from the real truth is a pussy. So that started it all off. And then he goes on the Yak, which is probably one of my favorite shows. And it was the most painfully boring episode I've ever heard. And now, mind you, I would have not really have said anything. And normally I watch it actually on air. I listen to it on air as it's live. That day I happened to watch it. I listened to it a couple hours later. And it was painful. It was absolutely atrocious.
It was bad. It was pretty bad. Yeah.
It was bad. And you know what? It really wouldn't even have been that big of a deal, except, you know, everybody was saying, well, why don't you guys let KB know how he's doing? So I made sure. I said, you know what? I have a voice that I feel like needs to be heard. Hey, KB, don't ever go back on the fucking Yak. You are painfully boring. Cannot deal with it one more time. Not a big deal. Left it alone immediately. Within 30 seconds, this man took my tweet, retweeted it, and came up with a list of 5 or 6 things, whatever it was, as to how I suck and I'm a piece of shit and what I said wasn't bad.
I did.
Which is awesome. Like, that's his thing. Like, I totally get that. But you have to understand that once you start talking your shit, people aren't allowed to come back. And I'm the type of guy where you can go ahead and run your mouth to me, but don't expect me to bow down or think that because you're on a radio or with Barstool that I'm not going to say nothing back. So once that initially began, it was really pretty much fun from there on out. It was just, well, how can I put this fucking dude in the pretzel every chance that I get? And I knew that he gets rattled, so, you know, it's fun to watch him squirm.
Okay, so KB, obviously, let's hear your response to that. I mean, were you rattled or what?
First, Beef, do you have a name that I can call you besides NitaBeef69?
Yeah, Beef.
What is your, can I know your real name?
You can at some point. I think that, you know, I think that kind of has to be worked up to. Now, I will let you know I will be going to the Chicago golf outing this year, so I'm trying to kind of keep things a little bit under wraps until then.
At
that point, it's all out.
You're going to break out of the anonymous show. I know.
Exactly.
That's what happened to me in Vegas. I was on the Barstool team for like 6 months, and no one even knew who I was or what I looked like until I got to Vegas. So it's kind of a nerve-wracking situation. Hit me up if you need advice. But as far as the cocaine shit, I mean,
I got to know, man. I mean, we all got to know. Now it's in Barstool folklore about this whole weekend and you getting kicked out of your hotel. And you specifically said, and I believe it was on Barstool Radio, you said, I will tell everybody after May 1st.
Yeah, and I didn't. Lied.
We don't fucking forget, bro.
I lied. Yeah, I mean, people, yeah, some people care, some people don't.
Sure, sure.
If I gain haters for that, it's worth it. Because I wanted to kind of clear that from my name. I mean, being involved.
You know that's never going to leave your name, right?
No, but like being when they were pressing me when I got back about, yo, tell us everything that happened. And, you know, I got my family in on the fucking shit. I don't want to talk about cocaine on air.
Yes, I hear you.
So I said, fuck it.
I would have let it go.
Yeah, did you bring that up to me?
What specifically about you going?
I didn't know that's why you hated me because of that.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate you. But I think that if you're going to play the game and you're going to be the internet troll and you're going to be the mad shit talking, that when people do it back, you have to be able to say, you know, okay, either one, I deserve this, or number two, I at least see where he's coming from because this is what I do every day. This is my job. So, you know, to go through all that and then be like, oh, well, this guy, he's a fucking loser because he's talking shit to me on Twitter.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, no, there's no issues. You told me why you think I sucked, which is a subjective opinion. And then I told you why I think you suck, given minimal information based on, you know, I just think like anonymous people who like harass others are losers. I don't hate it. I'm glad that you came back. Like, I'm glad that you talk your shit and I talk my shit back. I don't know what the bigger issue is.
To be totally honest, there's not. I mean, once the ball drops, I mean, once.
So it sounds like right now you're like, right now it's like you think I'm terrible on radio.
KB, guys, can I just say?
I think that I own you is what I think. I think that you're the guy.
You own me.
I do. You're my son.
So here's the deal.
You're officially my son.
Here's the deal. You came at me.
I tuck you in at night. Like when you wake up in the morning, I feed you breakfast when I get ready for your day. Talking.
Guess what? I own you because now, since you said that, I was officially brought on to the Yak's fourth chair. So I'm going to be on the show every day and you're going to be obsessively listening and it's kind of driving you crazy.
I'm going to love it because every chance that you fuck up, I get to call you out on.
Yeah. If I'm going to be purposeful.
No.
KB.
Some days I'm going to be
Hold on. KB. Do you want to be held accountable by people? Like, is this something that you're okay with? Do you owe something to the Nita Beef 69s of the world?
No. There was a bunch of people who come out every day, like, yo, like, you sucked for this reason, or you just suck, and they're all usually, like, anonymous trolls or, you know, nobodies, but I don't care, I'm not going to be able, but I'm going to come back at them sometimes,
but
hit them with jokes, hit them with the same energy.
Nita Beef 69, at the same time, Nita Beef 69, don't you think that he deserves more than, what, 2 weeks he's been on the Yak to kind of warm up?
Wait, I'm sorry, say that again, it's hard to hear you.
What's going on back there, a pizza party? Don't you think that, you know, KB deserves a little bit more time in the Yak to find his groove?
Absolutely. No. See, that's the thing, is I'm not lasting his performance, you know, saying, oh, well, this is his first day, he should have been as good as Big Cat or anybody else on the show. But being who he is and his lore in the Barstool universe, to be a guy who is known and specifically made out to be the guy who will roast you and the guy who will make fun of you, and then the second I say something, it's insecurity.
That's where you're not being logical. You roasted me, and I roasted you back, and that's all it was.
Yeah, but you said that you were going to absolutely defeat me and that you were going to have your cyber wrath was going to never end. And I told you.
Yeah, and I said that.
I will haunt you every day to the end of fucking time.
Oh, it's going to be a haunt-off.
That's what I'm going to have to do.
Right
if
now?
I say I'm going to do something, I have to do it.
Right now, I'm silently defeating you. You are self-destructing. Look at your Twitter timeline. Your pinned tweet is calling for my job. Your last six tweets are coming at me, and I'm just like very low in my priority.
I believe
that you're. I don't hate you. I think you're. I don't think you're a cool guy. I think you know. I respect because you're a fan of my company. But I think that
you're boring.
And I'm going to continue to be painfully boring, and it's going to eat at your mind because you're still going to keep listening to me.
Every time that you're boring, you're going to think, Anita B69 is sitting here listening to this. That's exactly every time that Big Cat says, that was a fucking garbage show, or every time that you say that that they ask you a question and you can't answer, like 99% of anything that's ever asked you, then everybody's going to tell you that's garbage. And every time that happens, you're going to think, oh, who's listening to this? Who's going to be in my mentions? Who's going to tweet me today?
Dude.
Guess what? I am.
It's you.
End of time until shit is fucking rectified.
When you tweet those, like, those mean things to me, are you, what is your mood like? Are you angry?
I'm laughing.
Are you happy?
So hard.
Are you horny? Or do you have, like, a boner?
Yeah. Well, first it's like a semi-chub. And then after I send it, it's a full-on.
What you need to do, because it sounds like you actually have like a squad of people on your side, like on Twitter, despite your low amount of followers.
I mean, it's not like I'm like a big following or something.
But you have people fuck with you, so get them to start bullying me too, because right now it's pretty much just you.
Well, I can't take orders from my son, so that's not going to happen.
But I'm saying if you want to help your theory out. You should get more.
I'm on the dog walk talking shit to Katie Noseway, and I'm an anonymous dude on Twitter, and you're telling me that I haven't fucking won?
I'm saying you should get some more people on your team.
Okay, boys. It seems like we're not going to come to an agreement here. You know, there's not going to be any breaking of the bread. I tried to play peacemaker here. So we'll end with this. We're coming towards the end of the show. Anita Beef 69, what can KB do to get back into your good graces?
I told KB straight up and forward, if he apologizes to me on Twitter and on air, he will never hear from me again.
Dude, I'm very...
That day that happens,
I think I might do that.
I don't think he will.
Beef,
I don't think
real
he has
quick.
It in him. I don't think he has the guts. I think
what is
personally, I think that he's been beaten in the mat too many times over his career in wrestling.
I got
to really understand what truly is the best thing for him. And if he just wanted to get rid of me, I told him all he's got to do is apologize.
Awesome.
He's the one. I told him he's painfully boring. He came up with everything that he possibly could to make fun of me, which is no problem. That's what happened. But if you don't want to hear from me anymore and you're tired of seeing me and you know that I'm always going to be there, which I am.
It's really simple.
It's really simple.
All right, hold on. Before we continue anymore, I'm going to stop this fight a little bit. We got to talk about JP Graziano's. JP Graziano subs. I'm sure these two guys, that's something they could relate over. They could enjoy a nice sub and have a good time and maybe make up over that. JPGraziano.com. Go check it out. If you enter the code DOGWALK on a pickup order or a delivery order, you get 10% off. And then when you go to the shop, say Eddie sent you, you'll get an extra punch in your punch card so you get that free sub a little sooner. Like I said, tomorrow's the day. 82, the first 82 people in the store get a free cannoli. JP Graziano's the best sub shop in Chicago. Go check them out, 901 West Randolph Street. All right, let's get back to these guys duking it out.
What is your favorite blog of mine that I've ever posted?
I don't even have one.
Do you like my... Yeah,
come on.
You're talking about like things that I like, sure. I don't think that you've done that like I have said I love that.
Damn.
Kyle doesn't seem to...
Need a Beef 69. That's a little unfair. Kyle's got some legendary blogs already on Barstool.
No. Don't get me wrong. He is who he is for a reason. They hire him for a reason. He's hilarious on certain blogs. He is. But I wouldn't sit here and say that, like, you know, I have, you know, a Mount Rushmore of, you know, of maybe no swag blogs. I could really give a fuck about his blog. But when you go on air, you know, that's the only point that I'm trying to make is like, you do what you do and you're great at it. That's the reason why you're there. and nobody can take that away from you. You're great at it. Now, you know, if your thing is just that I'm just going to talk shit, you know, on the for the content side, you know, being on air and things like that, then that's fine. But, you know, I mean, when somebody says something, you
yeah.
get your panties in a wad, you know, and get all frustrated and all rattled and, you know, beat down inside because some guy on Twitter said something. Now, like I said, I've been doing this now for about a week or so. You are officially my son. I told you how you can get out of this. I will happily release you out of my custody as your legal parent. If that point comes to, you know, fruition and we're where we need to be.
It's gonna be rough.
It's gonna be rough going. It's gonna be rough from here and there.
Need to be 69.
Absolutely. I do respect AB.
This guy, you are very
need a beef. I've got a question for you. This is Chief. So,
what's up, Chief?
How's it going, man? Happy to have you back. So, you're kind of, I feel like you might be contradicting yourself a little bit here, because you keep saying how hilarious KB is. He's hilarious. Also, at one point in this conversation, you said that he should be given a little bit of time before he's expected to be good enough or good as, say, Big Cat or some of the other people on the Yak. I don't understand why you're going at him so hard. So he's addressed the thing about the cocaine, and then you yourself said he deserves time and that he's hilarious. So if he deserves time and he's hilarious, why are you in his mentions every day about his content?
All right.
So you might have boxed yourself in there. Maybe you should have to apologize.
Sure. Well, that'll never fucking happen.
Chicago.
He still hasn't said what actually happened. I think his family has had enough time for the whole cocaine thing to kind of blow over for him just to be like, listen, like, yeah, I was fucking pounding, you know, lines off of some fucking stripper's ass that I met that night. Whatever. He could get over that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said about him being good at his job, he is good at his job. He's a great writer on the internet. But when you go into the content side of being on the radio and being face-to-face with radio listeners and stoolies and things like that, and you're making yourself and you're putting yourself out there, you know, I have the right to be able to say that you sucked at your job this day.
You
now, like I said, I'm not
and
saying
I,
that
I have
he...
the right to say something back to you or no.
Sure. No. Actually, I'm not. The issue isn't that you said anything back. It was that you could have just been like, you know what, you know, fuck, I sucked today, whatever. But you knew that you sucked. Everybody told you that you sucked. I said that you were painfully boring and you got butthurt about it. Now, have you gotten better on the Yak? Sure. Yeah, I'll give that to you. You've actually, like, opened your mouth and said, like, you will talk about things, which is really all we want from anybody, you know, that's on the show. I mean, you know, sitting in the fourth chair is wonderful, but we need to hear you talk about things for you to actually be relevant. So, like I said,
your constructive criticism to me would be to talk more.
I think that if your first day sucks so bad that you have so many people running their mouth, you know, and you guys are obviously still playing it. I mean, it's on the Yak still where, you know, what shit, you know, who's talked shit to you today, that type of thing. That's wonderful. But, you know, you have to be able to say, yeah, I was painfully bad, but instead you got super butthurt about it and had a conniption about somebody saying that you were painfully boring. Like I said, you are good at your job when it comes to writing things, but you're painfully boring on the radio content.
Here's the deal.
Have you gotten better? Yes. But
here's
that's
the deal.
Obviously you are, started way before that.
When your whole thing is judging others, whether it's good or bad, because that's what you do, you know, you tell Barstool employees how you feel about their performance. And, you know, when you say something, you know, that's...
But only because I was asked. I just want to make that clear. Only because I was asked. Like, it was put out there.
Who asked it? Who asked this question?
You're the only one who's upset about the fact that I came back at you. I don't care that you came at me. I don't care that you came back at me.
I'm not upset. That's what you're misunderstanding. I'm really not upset. That just took the cat out of the bag and allowed me to just try to rattle you some more.
Yeah.
Need to be 69.
We're both doing that to each other. And that's what it is.
Who asked the question, Nita Beef?
It was just on the show. I'm pretty sure it was Big Cat or something.
Big Cat? Wow. So
it was one of the guys on there just said, you know.
At what point does Big Cat get some blame
around
here?
What do you guys think?
All right, KB, we'll end with a question to you, and then we'll get out of here. KB, do you ever see yourself apologizing to Beef 69 on the show?
Yeah, and I think one day he's going to just eat at me, and it's just going to wear me down because, you know, he's good at what he does, and I think I'm going to break. And I'm just, you know, I care about my mental health, and I don't want him to defeat me. So I think I will end up apologizing.
Do you ever see yourself having respect for Nita Beef 69 after this whole ordeal?
I respect him a lot more because he sounds like a well-spoken adult human. And like when someone is an anonymous troll account or hater account, I just picture like the biggest loser who can't put together a sentence or two. So I do respect you for that. I'm glad we had like a reasonable debate. You came across way more intelligent than I thought you would be. So
there it is. All right. KB, I appreciate you, man. I think you're good. I love your blogs. I think you're going to be a great fourth chair. Nita Beef 69, as always, thank you for holding us accountable. It was a pleasure, boys. Thank you.
All right. I'd love to get back on in a normal setting if you ever want me.
Absolutely. Come to Chicago. We can have like a little
Nita Beef. I'd love to see you in person.
I do want to visit the city. I have friends that live there a bunch now, so this summer it's the plan. I'll let you guys know.
Great, let's make that happen. All right, boys, you have a nice weekend.
Have a nice day.
All right, so there it was. That was probably the easiest show I did, or the easiest show I will ever do. I chose to go the route, let them talk. You know what I mean? Like, let the boys talk. I didn't need to jump in too much, so I just let them go. That was pretty simple.
Need Beef 69. He holds us accountable, like you said.
He does. He really
does. He's going to come back bigger and stronger after this dog walk episode.
Chief, what's the take here?
I don't think Nita Beef's arguments are well constructed in this. I think his need a little bit of work, because if he's saying how great KB is and that he's getting better all the time, maybe get out of his mentions a little bit.
It's going to be interesting. I respect, obviously, KB's a coworker. I respect the shit out of him. I respect Nita Beef 69 holding us accountable all the time.
I respect Nita Beef's honesty, though, too.
Yeah.
So he's not somebody who's just going to say the guy sucks when he doesn't. So if he does think he's good, it does seem like his actions and his words don't really line up, but I do respect that he's willing to like tell the truth as he sees it on the podcast.
Quite the cage match. All right, everybody, that's it for today. We will catch you tomorrow.